How did they think of that? Kids are natural inventors. They often create amazing things from simple ideas. Here are a few examples that might make you wonder. Why didn't I think of that? Popsicles. Popsicles were invented by 11-year-old Frank Epperson in 1905. He forgot a drink of juice and left it with a stir stick in it outside on a cold night. The next day, it was ice. Because of this, he couldn't drink it anymore, but he could eat it. It tasted good. These ice sticks became popular among kids at school in summer because they were delicious and helped them stay cool. More than 100 years later, popsicles are still one of the best summer treats. Earmuffs. When 15-year-old Chester Greenwood was ice skating in Farmington, Maine in 1873, his ears were so cold that he couldn't bear it. Although he tried covering his head in a scarf, it was not comfortable. After some thinking, Greenwood made wire into two circles and asked his grandmother to sew fur on them. He then connected them with a steel headband, and the first earmuffs were invented. Crayon holders. When 11-year-old Cassidy Goldstein needed crayons for a school project, she had a hard time because there were so many small or broken ones. She found some small clear plastic tubes at home. Although the tiny tubes were usually filled with water to keep flowers fresh, she found that they fit tightly around the crayons. She was now able to hold them easily. This is how she invented crayon holders. Wristies. While some kids just complain when snow gets in their mittens and their hands get wet, 10-year-old Catherine Gregory decided to do something about it. She created the first pair of wristies as she wanted to keep her wrists warm and dry. Wristies are long gloves with no fingers, and they are worn under your mittens and coat. They can also be worn by themselves. They help you when you work in the cold because your hands stay warm while you use your fingers. She also started a business with her parents' help, which she still runs today. All these inventions have one thing in common. The kids were trying to solve problems in their lives. If they can do it, you can do it too.